as the NFL season gets closer and closer to the beginning, I think we're like 20 days away.
21 days from today.
A lot of people are starting to give out their broadcast teams. ESPN's Monday Night Countdown team for the 2026 NFL season. Scott Van Pelt, Pat McAfee, Jason Kelce, Jason McCourtney, and Marcus Spears. So again, you get more Pat McAfee, as if College Game Day wasn't enough on Saturday, as if his show Monday through Friday wasn't enough, as if Monday Night Countdown isn't enough.
Got to get your money's worth.
The same with Jason Kelce, who also will be doing some games in the booth with Mr. Warner and Mr. Posh, or Pash.
He's going to
London, Paris, and then TBA.
Yeah. They're sending Kelce overseas.
And I told Bob, I'm like, man, his wife's probably loved that. London twice, and then you get to go to Paris. Like, those are great places. And Bob goes, no, it's going to be enjoy the trip. Have a good time.
Get the hell out of here, man. I'll see you when you get back. Sure you don't want to unretire?
But yeah. The NFL kickoff is Wednesday, September 9th at 6 o'clock on on NBC and Peacock. And boy, did they nail it with their promotional commercial.
This will be a good game.
Definitely.
Uh-oh. Guess what day NFL kickoff is, huh? Anybody?
This guy.
Mike. What day is NFL kickoff?
It's a day early, we know.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. I'm asking Mike. Come on, Mike. It's another name for Wednesday. Just say it.
Hump day.
Hump day! Hump day kickoff! Yeah! Where's Tomlin?
Patriots, Seahawks, NFL kickoff.
Tomlin. Mike.
I'm talking to Mike. Thanks, Chris. Where's Tomlin? I just want to know who's voicing that camel.
Play it again. Let me hear the camel voice again.
Oh, hang on real quick. Oh, there it is. Okay. Sunday Night Football. It just sounds like a familiar name, and I don't know who.
Oh, guess what day NFL Romo. Kickoff is.
Oh, huh? Jim.
Anybody?
This guy.
Mike, what day is NFL kickoff?
It's a day early, we know.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. I'm asking Mike. Come on, Mike. It's another name for Wednesday. Just say it.
Hump day.
Hump day! Hump day kickoff!
Sounds like Big Dust!
Where's Tomlin?
Patriot.
It could be Rossini or it could be Romo.
The original was Chris Sullivan. I don't know if that's still him, but...
And he's known for...
He was in, oh God, what's that show that, I don't know.
It sounds familiar though. Like, I don't know why that's registering in my.
He was in a super popular show, This Is Us.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah, that was popular. I never watched that.
Yeah, I've seen some clips, but.
How could you? Everybody's in tears after every episode.
It's funny you say that because it was.
Did you watch it?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
It was popular when I was like in eighth grade, or not eighth grade, but like in high school. Like, or maybe I was like when I was in college or whatever it was, but I was like in my younger 20s. And so I'm still living at home. And I would like come upstairs at like 9 o'clock on a Sunday night or whatever it was on. And my parents were like bawling.
It started in 2016.
Okay. So yeah, I was in college, kind of, not really, but I was living, I was still
16 to 22.
Okay. So yeah, I was just I was just outside of college. So I wasn't living at home, but I would be at home or whatever when they were watching. I remember this. My parents were just like bawling. I'm like, who died?
I know my wife would watch it all the time. I go, why are you crying? This is us. Who was the guy in that show that became a big star? He was originally in the OJ documentary that came out a couple of years prior to
Sterling Brown.
That's it. Sterling Brown.
Yep.
We interviewed Sterling Brown during the OJ stuff because he played, you know, somebody when the true story on FX, I think, came out, the first OJ documentary. That was the nicest guy that I have ever spoken to in my entire life. Like Sterling Brown, he played Chris Darden, who was one of the attorneys in the OJ case, who basically screwed up the entire case.
He's the one that brought out the glove.
He's
right?
The glove guy, right? Yeah. So he's playing Chris Darden in this FX, you know, show that was about OJ. Which I do think of all the OJ documentaries out there that came out, the FX one was the best. That's where we get "Shut Up, Bob" or whatever that drop is that we have. You're stupid, Bob.
Blow it out your ass, Bob.
Yeah, that comes from that documentary,
Nathan Lane.
Right? Nathan Lane was in that, and so
well, that's who says that line,
right? Yeah, and Sterling Brown played, you know, Christopher Darden, and so. we were interviewing anybody we could during that time associated with the OJ case, right? So we're calling everybody and anybody, and we didn't have OJ on the show, I don't think. But we did have Sterling Brown, and the reason I'm telling the story is because we called Chris Darden. Darden answered. I called his law office, told him what we were doing, hung up the phone. And then we got Sterling Brown, who played Chris Darden. I was like, oh, my God, you're the nicest guy in the world.
That is cool.
And then it was like a year later, This Is Us started, and it blew up his career. And I'm like, we had that guy on the phone line when he was nobody, the nicest human being in one of those. Anytime you need me, call me, that kind of stuff. I'm like, damn, that guy was awesome.
That's awesome.
And so I rooted for that guy for his entire career to do well because of how he treated me and Josh when we were doing those interviews.
So I don't know. I guess this is breaking news. Maybe not. This comes from Aaron Wilson. He covers the NFL and Texans for, is this real? This isn't real.
No. I'm just thinking that's the guy dicks in my ass.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Yes.
This is dicks in my ass.
Yes.
Chiefs are re-signing Cam Jones per league sources.
Who?
Cam Jones, he's a linebacker, spent last season with the Jets and offseason with the Giants, earned a Super Bowl ring with the Chiefs, appearing in every game in his first two seasons in Kansas City.
I've never heard of the guy he played to.
Drew interest from multiple NFL teams as a free agent, and now back with his original team.
What was his name? Cam Jones.
Yep.
Be honest, had you ever heard of him?
Yeah, he's a Super Bowl champion Chiefs linebacker. Come on.
Back if you...
Do better.
Ever heard of Cam Jones?
No, he's probably a special teamser.
He'll be on Cody and Alex's show later, I guess.
That's a good one.
That is good. Yeah, 19 and 17 combined tackles. Last year, 5 combined tackles. Yeah, he's a special teamser.
Let's go.
Yeah, he's a body.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we're not making a big deal of this, but I think like Cam Jones, he had 2 Super Bowl rings. I've never heard of the guy. Mac, if you be honest, if you have, say yes.
I said no. No.
Does anybody know who this guy is? Like, seriously, I mean, Kling has no clue who this guy is.
Yeah, he was with the Jets last year. He was with the Giants this offseason, and he's coming back home where he won a Super Bowl championship with the Kansas City Chiefs. What are you talking about?
Welcome into Cody and Gold, Cam.
Put those refractors over there, please. They have value. That's a super fractor. It's gold. It's 1 of 1. Please don't touch it with your fingers. If it gets smears on it, it loses value.
Literally.
If you put your fingerprints on it, it's gonna get washed.
Alvin Kamara expected to be sidelined for at least the next month,
but they said he survived not getting a massive injury.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, one of those like, whoo! Thank God it wasn't in
week 4.
So yeah, they lose Jordan Tyson and Alvin Kamara within a week.
So we still on the Saints?
Nope.
Okay.
Gotta bounce. I mean, you have to at this point,
they got
right?
Travis Etienne still.
I know, but those are 2 big injuries, man. Like, those are really, really big.
Chris Olave is still there.
Yep. The Jordan Tyson one's huge. I think the Alvin Kamara one's less big, but.
I agree with you on that. The Jordan Tyson one sucks, but that's huge. I mean, you apologized to Brett yesterday because of the injury stuff, and everybody knew this guy was injured, and the Saints drafted him. That's why you can't draft injured. People show you who they are. When people show you who they are, believe them. And when one guy's battling injury after injury after injury, I don't want to bring a guy that's battling injury into my organization. I'll find somebody else.
This is where dyslexia hits me 101. Kyle Shanahan, Christian McCaffrey's absence is not contact related. Oh, contract related. Well, you never know.
Yeah, it could be either one.
No kidding. So
it shows you how powerful Mike Florio is, though, because he put that out there as a theory, which is his opinion, which he's allowed to do, which is fine.
Debunk that immediately.
We all do that, and then the media goes and asks the coach about that. Well, Mike Florio said this. If I was Shanahan, I'd be like, what the, you know, what does Florio know?
And this just comes in from Chargers camp, their center. I am not even going to try to say
his
name.
I can't say his name either.
Tyler Biadasz.
Maybe
that's how you say it. Biadasz.
Mm-hmm.
Out significant amount of time after injuring several ligaments.
Oh my God.
Not just
he was a big free agent signing too.
Yep. That
was
several ligaments as the offensive line woes continue for the Chargers. God. We segue that into the Kansas City Chiefs because boys, I'm not gonna lie. Maybe I'm a hypochondriac when it comes to injuries with the offensive line because I know what the quarterback did last year to his knee. Josh Simmons has a back strain or whatever they called it yesterday, back tightness, whatever it is. And Trey Smith's hip injury. Bob, we are damn near to the 10-day window.
Mm-hmm.
Today is the last camp practice.
Yep.
Maybe this was very well planned out by Trey Smith. I don't know. But the hip injury, back injury, starting left tackle, starting right guard. I don't like this, and I don't like being told everything's fine. And again, I can be the child here. I can be the hypochondriac, the freak-out artist. I'm tired of this. Everything's fine. Breece Hall was told everything's fine 2 to 3 weeks. Alvin Kamara, everything's going to be fine. He avoided major injury, month. So again, like, this has to be an offensive line that is ready to go, that is not injured, that does not have any sort of red flags, because you're coming back from a knee injury with your quarterback, and we saw that offensive line backups in that first preseason game. Again, I know it's one preseason game. I know that we're told not to worry about the back or the hip of Trey Smith. You did the motion on Monday with being an offensive lineman. The back injury always will scare me. I will go back to this if something does flare up later on, no pun intended. Mm-hmm. But the left tackle, the right guard, two of the most trusted people on your offensive line to not only like rejuvenate the run game, but protect your quarterback that just had knee surgery. This does give me a little bit of reason to be concerned. I don't know how more uncomfortable you guys are than I am, but I am not just sitting back going, they'll be fine.
Yeah, no, I am in that category, though. I am fine with these guys. I think for Josh Simmons, let's talk about him. And I was told yesterday it's a rest thing for Josh Simmons more than anything. Remember, he practiced twice the other day because there were no other linemen out there. So
played with the third team.
Yeah, he played with the third team. So
it's like Wimby playing 47 minutes.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like,
I don't
right?
need to see that.
Yeah, and they didn't need to see that. But you know what? They didn't have anybody else. So Josh Simmons went out there and play three practices or whatever, however you want to break
Jared
it down.
Jared Wiley's
right?
ass out there at left tackle.
Somebody they have.
Norzad, you're up.
No, they had a body. Don't do that. Yeah. They definitely had linemen they could have put in there.
Maybe they didn't want to. Maybe they want to waste their time with Hunter Norzad. Okay, sorry, just going to call it like it is. They're guys you just don't want to waste your time.
I don't waste my time seeing Josh Simmons with the third team either.
Well, also coming off of last year, you get him all these reps. But so
hey,
I'm not,
Bob, you're going to host After Hours tonight.
Okay, fine, whatever.
I won't
be here for that, Ben, but it's not in the middle of practice. You know, if Cody and Gold couldn't stay on after 10 o'clock, we'd sit here for a half hour and give them the opportunity to get in here and work their magic. No, I'm not worried at all about that because the team isn't worried about
this.
Need
somebody come in for 30 minutes?
Yeah, he'd be in there in 2 seconds, right? You'd never have to call me because he'd be there before I could even answer the phone.
There's juice all over the place.
So, I'm not worried about these at all. I think this is obviously a little bit of a rest for Josh Simmons. I'm not worried about the Trey Smith stuff yet. You look at what they're doing signing-wise, right? They haven't brought in one offensive lineman at all. They just signed this linebacker guy that nobody's ever heard of because that position. I'm more concerned about the linebacker position than I am, you know, injury. I'm more concerned about the healthy linebackers than I am concerned about a couple of, you know, banged-up offensive linemen at this point, if that makes sense. I'm more concerned about that position than I am anything else, and clearly they are. They're bringing back this two-time Super Bowl champ. I mean, you don't bring back a two-time Super Bowl champ.
Is it one time? I think it's just one time.
Oh,
right?
Is it just one time? I thought the guy won two.
23 and 24. We didn't win in 24, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, we did.
Oh, we didn't win in 20. Yeah, that's so sports.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
Yeah, the 24 season.
24 season.
Leave the Chiefs to me.
Yeah, yes. the 24 season. So,
24
yeah, two
season. Yes.
Two-time Super Bowl champ.
Cam Jones.
So he's coming back. Who?
Never heard of him.
Cam Jones.
Cam Jones.
913-816-4404. That's not the number. But yeah, you're just fine.
I'm fine.
These guys.
Yeah,
I don't know about that, man. Mac, am I wrong in that situation? Like, should I relax?
With the Josh Simmons thing, I get where you're coming from. Backs are scary, but I'm with Bob a little bit on it. I'm just frustrated that he was playing with the third team. I think it's idiotic, but it's malpractice in my opinion. But I think Josh Simmons. That's not as scary. It's one day. He's tired. Doesn't need to be out there. The Trey Simmons thing. We're getting to. I mean, what is this, Bob? We're day nine?
But day nine or 10. Today's the last day of training camp, so you'll see him next week, you know?
Okay, as long as we see him next week and he plays.
Who are we going to see next week, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But yeah, then there's really no way to tell, and so that's why that timeline is a little fishy, where it's like 7 to 10 days. Yeah, 10 days? Well, you'll never get a chance to see him until the season starts.
And I will say this is also why we do not need practices open to the media, because certain things like this that aren't that big a deal become these major deals because people are watching and talking and training camp, and every injury becomes a Mount Vesuvius type of injury for everyone.
That wouldn't be good for us.
Well, then we wouldn't have been able to see Scott Steiner stun suplex somebody for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah. Or you wouldn't know why the center for the Chargers is hurt. It's the left guard. He's now hurt both their tackles in training camp, and now he's hurt the center. This is the reason they have missed three linemen now, maybe for years.
Oof.
This guard, specifically.
What do you mean this guard is hurt?
This guard, the Chargers, he gets a guy, and then he throws him to the ground. And that's what happened. The clip came out, and he threw him to the ground.
Oh, right into the other guy? What an idiot. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's practice. If you're throwing a guy to the ground, that means you already have a hold of him. You don't need to
Simmons, what were they calling that move last week? The Josh Simmons said the snatch and grab or
snatch
something?
Block. Yep.
Yeah, the snatch block. So then somebody said their wife's been doing for 20 years of marriage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I still don't get that.
So is that a new thing now in the NFL, though? Is the snatch block going to be something that we're going to see, and we're going to see all these dudes get rolled up? Because I don't want to sit here talking about the snatch block all season. I got to be honest with you.
I think the way Mac was talking about it is like not everybody's able to do it. But the ones that can are like the freak dudes.
Okay, right? Is that what it is? It's not going to be this new trend that we see in the NFL where everybody's doing a snatch block and throwing everybody into everybody and everybody's got a knee injury now?
Yeah, I don't think it's a new trend. I think it's a technique that's probably been used for a long time, but I think the downsides of it are very obvious and clear, that you can back up into that quarterback pocket really, really quickly. But obviously they'll get a hold of that. That's fine.
Yeah.
I was talking to a guy, Binkley, about it, and he made a good point. It's like it's nothing having to do with, you know, hands or technique or fundamentals. And so they can take care of that. You know, you'd rather hear something about a snatch block than oh, this guy's not quick enough, his hands don't get in the right spot, his feet work, things like that.
No, but what I'm asking is, I'm not familiar with the snatch block until this week, right?
Yeah.
I don't think any of us were familiar with the snatch block until recently. And so that's why I'm asking is if it is a new trend, if this is what we're going to see now in the NFL, like the offensive linemen have found this trick, you know, like baseball players with the torpedo bat. Remember at the beginning of the year and everybody lost their minds over a torpedo bat, and then the weekend happened and we forgot about the torpedo bat. So is the snatch block going to be that buzzword this year that we're all you got Collins with the snatch block, he's one of the best snatch blockers ever. You know, like, come on, there's always something that, you know, the NFL has as a storyline. Snatch blocking may be it.
I don't know, man. Somebody says they're still concerned about the receivers more than anything on this roster.
Yeah, I get that. That Thornton injury sucks. I mean, I said it yesterday. They better hope no one gets hurt. They better hope that they're right about these wide receivers, because it's just so thin. So thin.
And they still haven't signed anybody at that position yet either. The linebacker spot, they brought in a guy. Defensive end, they brought in a guy.
Best
like horseradish. A lot of defensive stuff.
No.
I'd rather have Juju Smith-Schuster.
No.
No, I don't want him either.
I don't want him either, no, but I'd rather have him than a guy who's got a bum leg.
SI just came out with the top five free agent wide receivers. He was number one, Tyreek Hill.
Mm-hmm. Currently free agent wide receivers.
Yeah, current free agent wide receivers, yeah. Well, I mean, Hopkins was number three. I'd rather have Hopkins back.
Yeah.
No question.
Who was number two?
I'd have to pull it up. I can't quite remember. Sterling Shepard was on the list. Tyler Lockett was number five, so I remember four of them.
Damn, Tyler Lockett's still getting some love.
Well, I mean, remaining free agents.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm good on that, too.
Yeah, I don't need any of those guys, quite honestly. I mean,
I'd bring back Hopkins.
Here we are at the end of camp, and those five guys are still out there. So why do we want them?
Because they're all waiting for camp to be over.
Maybe.
That's the only thing I can come up with. Like, they're like, we're all veterans.
Maybe, but if you're Tyreek Hill, you need to get out there and get, like, with a team to get that leg rehabbed, I would think.
Oh, Brandon Cooks was number two.
So I don't hate that name.
I don't hate that name either, Dusty.
I'd rather have Brandon Cooks and Tyreek Hill, and that's not like the strongest thing to have a conversation over with, but that's like all I have to say about that.
No, I'm with you. I'd take Mac Morey running routes over Tyreek Hill.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
That's like horseradish.
That's like horseradish.
It kind of sounds the same. Coming up, you guys yesterday did a team that'll suck. We'll talk about teams that'll be good that seemingly no one thinks they will be, plus an overrated players list in the league that doesn't make a whole lot of sense here on 96.5 The Fan, your home. Kansas City Sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's Josh Simmons, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.